speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 10. The Green Party has won the Gorton and Denton by-election, taking its tally of MPs at Westminster to 5. Reform UK came second, while Labour, which had a 13,000-strong majority until last night, came third. In a statement, Unison's leader said the party is failing on every count under the Prime Minister. The Tories were pushed into fourth, securing only 706 votes, but Matt Vickers, Tory deputy chairman, isn't too concerned.
We actually had a good local candidate who would have been a brilliant MP, but we knew what was going to happen in this by-election. It wasn't our fight. We are winning in parts of the country, we are making progress, but the reality is that the last general election, we got a good kick in. The electorate sent us a message. We've gone away, we've dusted ourselves down.
The Pakistani defence minister says the country is now in open war with neighbouring Afghanistan. It comes after both nations launched attacks last night. Ukraine's president has told us he's ready to meet Vladimir Putin for talks and will do anything to bring about peace. It's 4 years this week since the beginning of the war, and Volodymyr Zelensky says he's hopeful there's a chance it could end by the autumn. But he again says giving up land is not an option.
If we will withdraw from this territory, Kramatorsk, Slavyansk, 200,000 people who are there now will be occupied by Russians. Who said to Russians that these people are ready to be Russian people? And if they don't, they will kill them.
Poland could follow Australia in banning social media for some children. The UK, Denmark and Spain have explored similar restrictions for young people. The statue of Sir Winston Churchill in Westminster's Parliament Square has been defaced overnight. Phrases referencing the conflict in Gaza were among the graffiti sprayed in red paint. A man's been arrested. And researchers have found taking collagen over a long period doesn't make any difference to wrinkles. But they did find the supplement improved skin elasticity and hydration. Experts also discovered collagen helps reduce the symptoms of arthritis. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
The Midsummer Walking Tours of Tame resume on Wednesday, the 1st of April. Since they began 8 years ago, around 3,000 fans of the ITV series Midsummer Murders have taken the tour. It covers the 23 locations in Tame used on the popular detective series. Last year, proceeds from the tours benefited the Red Kite Family Centre, Tame Youth Projects and Tame Museum. Buckinghamshire Council have announced council tax bills will rise by 4.99% from April, made up of 2.99% in basic council tax and 2% for adult social care. The typical Bandy household will pay an extra £1.68 a week. The budget was passed by 61 votes to 27. Council leader Stephen Broadbent said residents were being let down by central government and his council was having to pick up the pieces.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
The good news is that it's still going to be above average temperature-wise today, with a high of 13 and an overnight low of 7. However, we may well get some more rain showers and not very much sunshine to go with it, so a bit disappointing. I'm Catherine Jones, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2. It's the mid-morning show with Howard Bond.
Red Kite Radio.
Found out about you and I. Red Kite Radio plays another 60s classic.